For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Lots going on here in Western New York. But first, the Tony nominations. What's going on?
Well, I always love the Tonys because they invite us to look back over the Broadway season. We can anticipate what shows are likely to tour, either because they've been successful or because now they desperately are going to want to recoup their investment on the road. A Tony snub means rather more to a show than an Oscar snub does. Can be overcome, but not necessarily. Suddenly Groundhog Day looks like a big, big hit. War Paint looks kind of iffy, you know, without its stars, both of whom were nominated, but nothing else. Yeah. Anastasia, two nominations and not in thrilling categories, but can they overcome it with the popularity of the title and the affection that people have for the animated film? One thing kind of pleased me. It looks as if it will not be a British play to win Best Play. Why? Because for once, none was nominated. The Tonys tend to be very, very anglophilic, as is the entire Broadway scene.
And of course, it's not too soon to mention that Buffalo's own version of the Tonys, the Arties, started by you, Mr. Chase, what now, 26 years ago?
27.
27.
I know, it just doesn't look possible.
27 years ago by the very youthful Anthony Chase. And it's going to be held once again at Chase 710 Theater.
And we should mention that it is presented by WNED WBFO, the Arty Awards.
Monday night, June 5th. Everyone's invited.
At their personal cost, yes.
Well, we have a big star coming to Buffalo. The playwright Donald Margulies will be in town this weekend. There's an open sort of a actor studio event taking place at Road Less Traveled this Saturday at 2 o'clock. And his play, The Country House, is wrapping up the season for Road Less Traveled. I understand that you got to see it at the American premiere.
I did, at the Geffen Playhouse in California. Before Broadway, it also played Broadway. Both productions, well, the same production, Blythe Danner. Interestingly, that's where Scott Baron of Road Less Traveled also first saw it, because he was the assistant director. I so admired this playwright, such a varied career. You look at the list of plays, including the Pulitzer Prize winning Dinner with Friends, which Road Less Traveled did, an exquisite production. And it's as if they're by different people, except that his deft handling of interpersonal relationships, it's like something from Tolstoy, just understanding the disappointments we have in people we love, the misunderstandings that linger for years. And interestingly, he does go back to Russian literature for this particular play, which is inspired by Chekhov, a great actress of the Williamstown Theater Festival, playing host to her family.
One great interchange between Renee Landrigan as the granddaughter Susie and her grandmother, played by Barbara Link LaRue. "I hate actors," says Susie. "But your entire family are actors," says Grandma.
Exactly.
The Country House, it's up through May 21st. Now, The Great God Pan is wrapping up the year of Amy Herzog plays at the Jewish Repertory Theater. And I got to tell you, I give everyone an A for effort, but I was pretty much like most of the people sitting around me, kind of hoping that things were a little more clearly stated.
That intrigues me, because I find it to be the most satisfying of the three Amy Herzog plays. I thought it was a beautiful production, and it is a very well-crafted play about a man who receives a visit from a childhood friend who suggests that this man, like he himself, was molested as a child. He has no recollection of this, and he begins to be tempted and encouraged to make sense of his entire life and anything that might be wrong with it, with this detail which might not even be true. And at a certain point, he turns on the girlfriend who, for some reason, he's unwilling to marry, although to see the way she treats him, I have no such wonder. And he says, you know, how dare you try to make sense of my life with this event, whether it's true or whether it's not true. This is not the key to the secrets of my whole life. And I think that that is a fascinating thing to consider about all our lives, about all our pasts. We become the people we are for a multitude of reasons. I had heard audience members wishing that it was revealed. Is this true? Is it not true? Well, if the playwright does that, we now have melodrama. The playwright cannot do that and have a realistic play. This is not the way our lives unfold. We never quite know how we become the people we become. And I thought that that was the power of this play. The Great God Pan, up at the Jewish Repertory Theater, with an admirable and compelling performance. I love the word compelling performance, by Adam Yellen.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.